Up Wednesday morning, anxious to see if Veranda's Italian omelette could be as good as Tuesday's palate-boggling frittata. Once more, I am papered, spoken to pleasantly, and am generally enchanted. The Italian omelette was perhaps the best thing I've ever had with eggs.
And now, the future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective, brought to you by your local Chevrolet bottler. This week, Nick walks into the adventure of the missing shoe.
I was slouching in my dingy office/apartment, waiting for my heart to start beating that day. And the two eggs I had boiling on my hot plate stared at me like two eggs. I knew how they felt. Hard-boiled.
There was a time in university when I basically lived on omelets. All kinds of omelets. Tangerine omelets. Peanut butter and honey omelets. I could drift away into eggy possibility, but then, as now, craved a cheese and tomato omelet above all others. Veranda's eggy wonder earthquake of tongue pleasure arose from the enchanting mushroom sauce that filled the omelet like Coltrane fills a solo. This is really what I come to Vegas, or go to any restaurants for. My wife can get these inspirations from friends or even TV shows. You always want to find a better version of what you already love. If you love pizza, there is really no best possible pizza. Same with omelets, grilled cheese sandwiches, burgers, and many other rather pedestrian things. This isn't fine dining or serious expense. This is paying attention to your tongue and following where it points. Your taste buds can't let you down. They are you. This Italian omelet, along with yesterday's frittata bianca, are two things that I can make at home.
This is General Curtis Goathart. If you are viewing this film, then we are under extraterrestrial attack. Beware. Your brain may no longer be the boss. If you are beginning to doubt what I am saying, you are probably hallucinating. Listen carefully.
What to do if an alien appears? One.
Drop under the seat of your plane and look away.
Two.
Avoid eye contact.
Three.
If there are no eyes, avoid all contact.
How to identify alleged sightings? One.
Pie plates, or as reflections in the atmosphere.
Two.
Dry cleaning bags filled with marsh gas, or...
Three.
Mass insanity.
How to inform your wife and others under your command.
Can I freshen that up for you?
How she got that requisition.
Oh, she gets it. She gets it in Nepal.
Well, she's
not
allowed to have
it. Honey, she's related to the honey people at the PX, though. Oh, General? Honey and men, I have something awesome to reveal to you.
Well, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Two flying saucers have just landed on my plate.
Well, turn away, sir. I'll eat them.
Good thing.
Men, our greatest fear is realized. We are under attack from superior consciousness.
The eggs, sir?
They're only the beginning.
Well,
all right, men. Questions.
Sir?
Yes, Major.
Pass the syrup, General.
It's over here.
That's a good idea, Chuck. But syrup won't stop him.
But
next,
sir.
Colonel.
Are you nuts?
That is just exactly what they want you to believe.
Eggs, sir?
Let's just call them the phenomena.
Well, if I may respectfully submit, sir, I think you've got your phenomena scrambled, General.
What about my eggs, dear?
Honey, they're in everybody's eggs.
Good Lord.
You're making me cry, General. Perhaps you'd like to
take on what happened.
Another cup of coffee, sir. Settle down a bit.
Conclusion!
They think he is insane. Yet, he outranks them. His option, command.
What?
He seals off the area.
Two.
Secures the cooperation of local officials.
Three.
obtains expert scientific assistance.
Four.
Evacuates all government employees.
Five.
And bombs aliens back to Stonehenge.
End of film.
What Edo did with its mushrooms and cauliflower would require Donna Floor to come to life with her cookbooks from the great Jorge Amado novel, Donna Floor and Her Two Husbands. Flick ain't bad, but read the book and drool. Spending the travel points and staying in a hotel long enough to eat at all the restaurants I want to explore, and increasingly, the physical demands of endless walking takes a greater toll than it did 8 years ago. I have to evaluate, is this trip worth it? Were it to be the last, have I gotten everything I could out of this city, these excursions, these expenses, and the wear and tear on my tendons this city requires, do they balance out in my favor? That doesn't happen often in this town. It rains on and off. Can I go downtown and bask in the expected torrents of pleasure I expect from the Geary Building? It is the last day of my 3-day pass, so I must do it. Lunch at Milos. It requires some convincing that I don't want the whole lunch meal, just the shrimp. They reluctantly subtract the appetizer Greek salad, which is big enough to float me to Greece on a raft of bad dreams, and the dessert fruit plate. I ameliorate their greed for my drachmas by ordering a wine pairing with the tomato partnering shrimpy protein. They all yelled, "Opa!" I left unfull, but that was a good thing. Back at Vesper, Jennifer makes me a blackberry beverage that serves as an excellent prologue to the sangrias at Hex Bar, whose berry-intelligent sangrias had so besotted me last year. But alas, the micro-sangrias flunked out. They were served warm. Does any serious bartender serve a glass of sangria warm? There was ice as an afterthought, but it did not mitigate the horror of warm booze, uncoupling its most appealing molecules and drifting into a taste dungeon that defies all hope. The drinks were that bad as Mordio's food. And we haven't even gotten to the scary bad food yet, but keep reading. Soren lives, and lives well on the Vegas Strip. The Deuce delivers me to the Bonneville Center. I make my way to the Cleveland Center for Brain Research, the Geary Building I'd come to Vegas to gawk at. It is gawk-worthy.
And stop in amazement before a great deconstructed architectural makeover.
Frank Geary has ruined my building.
Where did he hide the fire plugs?
The whole thing looks like a fire plug.
So it looks like a fire plug. He climbs the 13 chain link steps to his workplace.
Oh, God, he's ready for mystery. Is that
That's
my line?
My line.
Oh, sorry.
He's ready for mystery. He's ready for excitement. He's ready for anything.
Hey! Where's my hat rack?
It's digital.
Where's my desk?
It's virtual.
What's with this little phone? What the hell does Flash mean?
Push the talk button, dumbshoe.
Oh, okay. Nick Danger, Third Eye.
It is also a long walk, and overcast clouds diminished visual enthrallment. I walked as briskly as possible to the downtown cocktail room. It is a long walk, but their cocktails are renowned in this town. I was in need of one. Instead, I had three, but none of them were very good. The three together were smaller in size than the drink I'd had earlier at Vesper, which was infinitely better. There is a lesson here. The Brain Center building by Geary spoke eloquently to the disordered brain. I have watched my parents and others drift off into dementia, where perception is gradually at odd angles to reality. Maybe this center can help. With some difficulty and help from a fellow patron at downtown, I catch my Lyft ride to the Palms. Serious traffic, so I call to explain my tardiness. It is appreciated, but seemingly unnecessary. I'm called Darling, but not for the first time. It turns out to be my longest Lyft ride. The driver tells me there are 40,000 shared ride drivers cruising Vegas. My next driver tells me it's 80,000. No wonder it's so easy to get a lift. I take the lift up to Vitri, the Italian restaurant I had such high expectations of. Were the expectations met? Beautiful view. Really nice toilet. Decent cocktail. opening with porchetta. It shuffled into the territory of fine dining. It didn't live there, but it flirted with my palate.
It's Porky section.
It's Porky section. Oh.
Oh, do we get to talk
Which
about
section
we get
to talk about Porkies?
Well, I'd like to reminisce about a Porky that I met. We stayed up in the Hungarian section at 80 Toyden Foyster.
Alas, I was next delivered a board of dishes so vast I could never consume them and live. A token bite or two was imperiling enough, and I had another dish ordered, the gnocchi. As I said, the view was exquisite. The server kept calling me darling, although she appeared not much older than my granddaughters. It was kind of endearing, as opposed to the food. The dishes reminded me of General Grant's strategy in the American Civil War, the Chinese and the Korean War. Prevail with numbers, despite the casualties. That's what I felt was attempted by Vitry's dishes, but in vain. The wall held. Really great food never made its appearance amidst the onslaught of food that struggled feebly to be very good.
So this is our veggie antipasta.
Right
in the middle, we have our mixed greens with a Parmigiano Reggiano, a little prosciutto di Palma Reserva, aged 24 months.
Right.
We have our turnips right here with a little balsamic crema.
Yes.
We have our broccolini with a lemon mayo, homemade.
Oh, okay.
We have our roasted cauliflower with a little breadcrumbs. We have our kale with garlic and chili flake. Right over here was the pastrami frog raw. It is frog raw rolled in pastrami spices on a homemade butter brioche and an apple rose mostarda. And then we have our beets of Coriano. Coriano is very similar to a pesto without the green.
And this?
That's the beets of Coriano, sir.
No, this?
Yes, the hazelnut and the walnut, that's the Coriano.
Oh.
It's very similar to a pesto without the green.
Oh, I see.
Yes, sir. Buon appetito.
So this is
our porchetta tonnato.
Porchetta tonnato. Yeah,
porchetta tonnato. We take a suckling pig.
Yeah.
We wrap it around a tenderloin.
Yeah.
We put a little mixed herbs and spices. We pan sear to it's crispy on all sides.
Yeah.
We then slice it nice and thin, as you can see on the plate here. Tonnato sauce, some capers, slightly thin celery, arugula, and red vine sorrel.
Very good combination.
Yes, absolutely.
Going Porky this and Porky that, and look what Porky does, and Porkying and working out. You know, we run over names a lot and talk a lot, Emily and I guess. And we didn't have that traveling along with us in the East. And so everything we saw became a Porky, of course. Any dog becomes a Porky. Any cat became a Porky. Deers,
some,
anything.
Some kind, yes. Yeah,
even birds
animals.
Would become Porkies birds. Every
Phil
once in a while.
Phil was sending back communication to Porky through the Porkies that we met.
Uh-huh.
Yes. There are underground rivers
yes,
in
there
this
are
country.
Indeed.
The vegetables on this plate are too raw, basically, for my love. I'm chopping away on some cauliflower. I'd rather not. Kale as well, turnips, beets. Too close to raw for my taste and a bit too spicy. They're doing some good things here and they really, I mean, this is a free, huge board of food here. Maybe they love to tell me about it, but no, it's not really what I want to eat. The gnocchi wraps around my tongue like a warm coat on a cold Canadian snowy day. The gnocchi look like Brussels sprouts, and they taste like Brussels sprouts have gone to heaven, and are now living is much softer, subtler, more culinarily involved thing. Problem is, six gnocchi is too much after all that tons of other food. They're really good, but I can't eat six of them.
I could have been depressed, but the setting was impressive, and I've changed my reservation for a second dinner from the highly anticipated swordfish at Pizzeria Monzu to return to Partage and see if its drinks and bites were really that good. No. Should have stuck with the swordfish. The crab divinity at Partage still retained a shadow of its previous excellence, but the drinks plummeted into a hellish negation of what they had been not many hours before. The passion fruit pleasure fell into a kind of metallic grating that attacked my tongue beyond its capacity for defense. The tropical seemed like seeing a person with a head and feet, but no body. The drink's qualities were so distantly apart, you could spot a distant universe from their boundaries. And what's worse, the bartenders had no interest in fixing this oddity. Only a waiter who looked like the fireside patron and popular actor John Goodman was at all friendly.
Lloyd Dam here with George Tiebutter, natural Surrealist Party candidate for our vice president.
Yeah, Dam, I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Tiebutter is here with one of his supporters, the George Burns of chimpanzees, Cheetah. Cheetah has been living for the last 20 years at Silverback Animal Actors Retirement Home in Tarzana.
Yes, me too, Cheetah.
George, please tell us about your plan to extend citizenship to all the great apes.
Well, as you may perhaps know, the great apes are genetically only 1% of DNA away from us human beings. Oh, and as Cheetah has just added, a Jane is only a Jane, but a good cigar is a heck of a smoke. Yeah. Oh, please. The great apes, that includes orangutans and the gorillas, as well as the chimpanzees, all support strong family values. They reject guerrilla warfare and they favor lower taxes. Because it's very hard to reach the high taxes when you're knuckles are on the ground like most of us.
Well, it's going to take a while for these reforms to kick in. So in the short run, how do you tell a two-ton gorilla that he can't vote?
Well, sir, with great tact and sign language.
This is Floyd Dam on the trail with Tiebutter.
Perhaps because they were so much busier on Wednesday than Monday, they may have not had time to humor my taste as they did when I was their only challenge. But the result of their disinterest creates my disinterest of ever dining with them again, or ever trusting that something on their online or real menu would resonate with the excellence it displayed on previous consumption. Okay, on to Sparrow and Wolf, to see if its yuzu cocktails still cook. Yes, they do. Yuzu still shines in the excellence with which it's displayed. I spend a long time talking to a man from Nomad. I tell him he makes a good burger. He knows already.
Oh. Do you know, Lord, that you're going where you're going? Does you know that this is Easter Sunday? Do you know that the rock and the roll pulls the rock away? You got the rock and the roll the rock away today, because it's Easter.
Children, and what do that mean to us?
What do it mean to us, I say? What do it mean?
What do it mean?
You mean they pull the rock away. They pull the rock away.
What did they find, Reverend Theft?
Thank you, Jesus. They found nothing.
Nothing?
No, they found nothing, brother. They found nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I thank you, Jesus, that they didn't find nothing.
Nothing to be afraid of.
No. There was a rock in front, and they took the rock away. Thank you, Jesus. Thank and the rock was nothing. Not there no more. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing. He was gone.
Gone. Nobody
he was
there.
Gone.
Oh, where'd he go?
What? Thank you, Jesus. Where did he go?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Where did he go? Oh, that's right, sister. He went to a gas station.
Oh, yeah, right. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. He went to a gas station.
Give me your watch,
Jesus.
Darling.
What did he ask for there? Yes, he asked for...
gasoline.
He asked for some gasoline.
Yeah.
That's
gasoline.
Right. Thank you, Jesus. He asked for some gasoline and some methadrine.
Methadrine.
He said fill up the tank with methadrine.
Methadrine and gasoline he asked for.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
And then he drove away.
Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Thank you.
He went to Bakersfield, Lord.
He went to Bakersfield. He didn't go to Bakersfield.
Lord, he got all the way. All the way to Bakersfield. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you, Krishna. He got right there. And what did he do when he got there?
What did he do there, Reverend?
He went to the Hacienda Motel. And he parked his car. And he parked his car and he parked and he locked it to discourage thieves. Thank you, Jesus. To discourage thieves. And he went inside the coffee shop, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Inside the coffee shop. And he opened the air conditioned door and he went inside and he sat down at a table.
What did he order?
Thank you, Jesus.
What did he order?
And he ordered some food, Jesus.
Food we gotta eat.
More food. He ordered himself a hamburger. Yes, Jesus, he added himself a hamburger. With onions. And pickles, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Rama. Thank you.
And he ordered some lettuce and a side of tomatoes and some french fries and a big glass of Coca-Cola.
We're hungry, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, we're hungry, oh, my. Yes, sir, we're hungry, my. Oh, yeah. Always gluttoning around.
I've never eaten before, and I will eat again because, you know, that's the way to live. We are all eating. That's one thing we're all sharing together. Let's eat together.
Here, many of your people say you're not on anybody's food chain. To us,
I don't want to be on anybody's
food chain. We eat, we don't get eaten. This is truth, yes?
This is truth. This is death, also truth is death.
Do you know anyone who has been eaten?
They are eating something.
Do I know anyone who has been eaten and lived to talk about it?
Eat your vegetables, they are
French. I know no one who kiss and tell.
You cannot name them, I cannot name them.
Who are they?
What am I talking about?
Right. Why are you here?
Let's have something to eat. All talk is fruitless. Let's have some fruit.
Thank you. Oh, look at the ecstasy.
Oh, my, that is good. That is good.
Oh, Easter is a good time to eat, too, you know.
Give me an egg.
Here, have an egg, there you are.
Oh, look, that's a little bunny.
Here, why don't you smoke from this Paschal lamb?
Thank you very much.
Very good. Look at that. Put a mark on your door so they'll pass you over. Don't you worry. They're not going to bother you during dinner.
No, thank you very much. I'm smearing beet juice on my door.
Would you hand me some more of those locusts and groats off?
Yes.
Yeah.